We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And we got great weather coming this weekend, so you got to protect that head of yours. Yeah. You're going to need a visor. You need something to protect your dome piece. So why not the KISW Classic Trucker Cap? That'll do it. Oh, yeah, it looks sweet, man, too. It's got the KISW Rock logo on the front, and it's got the ventilation in the back. What else do you need, Steve?
Business in the front, party in the back.
Nice. You want the KISW Classic Trucker Cap? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play
Shocking update. This is going to shock a lot of people.
What shocking? Happened?
I just looked on Steve's computer screen, and he's looking at black T-shirts. A shocking update, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, is there white print on the front of them?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Shocking update.
I'm just looking out for the best interest of one of my friends. He's a wrestler by the name of Douglas James. All of his merch was stolen.
No.
And so he's hoping people could buy a T-shirt to help him, you know, kind of
Recoup those costs.
Yeah, you know, he's a traveling wrestler, and he travels with his T-shirts, and somebody stole all of his T-shirts out of his car.
I'll tell you what, when I when we get off this break, Steve, leave that screen open. I'll find one I like, and I'll buy one.
Sweet.
Yeah,
nice.
I can do that.
Look,
there's
got to
be something I like there.
See, Steve's not doing this just for himself.
Yes, when it says pizza or die.
Yes.
Wow. That's Danny's. I can't have that one.
That's amazing.
All right, fine.
Let's see, one that looks like the Double Dare Splatter, Douglas James.
That is right. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
The People's Champ, Douglas James.
All right, I'm seeing the one that looks like the MLB logo. It's got that, or the NBA logo.
Oh,
you know, it's
right
got
here?
The red and blue colors with a guy.
Dropkick the World.
Yeah, that could be the one for me. We'll
that
see.
Is cool, man.
This is my pizza eating shirt, Douglas James. That's perfect for Danny.
Oh, yeah. All right,
we should all get those.
We'll check it out. And so, Douglas James, where do they got to go if they want to help him out?
I don't know.
Oh,
DouglasJames.storeenvy.com. I would imagine if you just go to Douglas James' Facebook page, you could figure it all out.
Perfect.
There you go. Perfect.
How about Douglas James?
Yep, Douglas James.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Donovan in Des Moines.
You know,
I don't know. Well,
yeah.
Donovan, are you there?
Yeah, buddy.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
He's playing for tickets to check out Bring Me the Horizon. They're going to be at the WAMU Theater on October 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Bring Me the Horizon, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Donovan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Donovan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Nice. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is a TV show available via which online streaming service?
Amazon Prime.
Yes. What color shirt does Winnie the Pooh typically wear?
Red.
Yes. Who served as 40th president of the United States?
Bush.
No.
Clinton.
No.
Reagan.
Yes. In which year of the early 2010s was Instagram launched?
11, 12, 13.
No, no, no. In which movie does Steve Carell's character shout out the name Kelly Clarkson?
40-year-old virgin.
Yes. In which industry did John Rockefeller become wealthy?
Oh, gosh. Steel?
No.
Oil.
Yes. Which profession was Rock Hudson most known for?
Actor?
Yes. Nice. What was the second film directed by Quentin Tarantino?
Oh, Reservoir Dogs?
No.
No. Pass.
Who directed Dr. Strangelove, 2001, and The Shining?
Oh, man. No. Something or other.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Yeah, a lot of folks don't know he wrote Reservoir Dogs, but he did not direct it. Is that correct?
He did. No, he directed it, but it was his first.
Oh, okay. Well, then I was. Well, then I know what the second one is. I just. Mm-hmm. I was. Oh, mm-hmm. He wrote Natural Born Killers.
Yes,
that's what he wrote.
Oliver Stone directed that
one.
But
one
he did. He wrote a lot of it and did a lot of rewrites.
Thank you for the correction, my friend.
No worries. I'm here for you.
Actually, I think people think that's. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see why people don't get that.
Yeah, exactly. They think. Well, I'm not gonna say anything because Steve's back in here.
Steve will get it.
He will.
Yeah,
he's good like that.
Yeah. That's right. I am.
I mean, you gave a good clue. Unfortunately, I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I'm sure, bitch.
Whoa! The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is a TV show available via which online streaming service?
Hulu.
No.
Netflix.
No.
Amazon Prime.
Yes!
Nice.
What color shirt does Winnie the Pooh typically wear?
Red.
Yes.
Oh, bother.
Who served as the 40th president of the United States?
Well, was it Ronald Reagan?
Yes.
Yes.
In which year of the early 2010s was Instagram launched?
What?
In what year of the early
2010s? 2013.
No.
2011.
No.
2010.
Yes! In which movie does Steve Carell's character shout the name Kelly Clarkson?
Okay, we talked about that earlier. 40-year-old virgin.
Yes! In which industry did John Rockefeller become wealthy?
Porn.
No.
Oil.
Yes! Which profession was Rock Hudson most known for?
Acting.
Yes!
Acting!
What was the second film directed by Quentin Tarantino?
Pulp Fiction.
Yes!
Nice.
Who directed Dr. Strangelove, 2001, and The Shining?
Oh, Steven Spielberg.
No.
Stephen King.
No.
John Gresham.
No. John Gresham. Well, he's got a couple of authors right there, too, almost with Grisham. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win. 8-6.
Sorry, Donovan.
Sorry, bud.
Hey, it's all good, man. You deserve it. I actually have a fun story about Steve real quick, if you guys got a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, I always got a minute for a fun story about me.
It's a safe story. It's a good story. So back in 2002, I was working at a paint store in Silverdale. And it was back when you were on The End, and you were doing Andy Savage in the morning.
Yeah.
And you were actually manning just a 107.7 The End kiosk or something at a Car Toys right next door. And
okay.
I walked out, and I kind of saw the kiosk and just walked up to say hi. But I recognized your voice. And I was like, oh, you're Steve. And you're like, oh, yeah, what's up, man? You're super cool. And like we had like a five-minute conversation about the radio show and stuff. But you were super humble and super cool. And so I ended up moving to L.A. a few years later, and I lived in L.A. for a while. But when I moved back to Seattle, I was like, you know what? I want to find if Steve is still on the radio. And I found that you were on DJ in the morning, and I've been listening ever since. So I'm a big fan of the show, guys.
Oh, thank you, Donovan.
Humility, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Boy, he's changed,
CBJ,
Donovan.
I promise you I'd bring you a listener when you put me on. And I finally came through.
Exactly one.
Don't meet him today, Donovan. He's changed. He's let it all go.
I'm all Twitter verified now.
Donovan.
Yeah.
Place the ego.
Yeah. That's what happened. Dude, thanks for sharing that, man. That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
amazing. I feel bad he didn't win.
Well, you know, sometimes life doesn't hand you everything.
Wow.
He got to meet me. What more does he want?
Yeah, just like the humble Steve that is a prize.
Meeting me greater than bring me the Horizon tickets.
Humility.
The only one you got to that you missed, who directed Strangelove 2001 in The Shining?
I don't know.
Oh, The Shining. Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, there we go.
I thought this was easy.
No, you said 2001, and I totally forgot it.
Mm.
My brain was like, I know this. Come on.
And then you didn't. Congratulations, Steve, though. You won with 8 correct.
Call number 8. Guess what you're doing? You are checking out Bring Me the Horizon. Call number 8, 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations, caller number 8. I just checked, man. The 40-year-old virgin, 14 years old.
Yep. How crazy
is
that? Time is just flying
back in 2005.
Man.
That is when Doctor Who got its reboot and came back on television. That's how long ago that is. Russell T. Davies bringing that back to the screen.
Damn,
dude. Sarah was like 14 years old, I remember.
So it's been gone. It's been out there long enough that they could do a reboot now, and it's fresh, right?
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Except it'd be 50-year-old virgin now. 54-year-old virgin now.
I think that's pretty funny.
That would be great.
That wasn't the first thing we saw Seth Rogen in, is it?
No.
He was in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
Well, because after that, I should say after Freaks and Geeks.
I feel
you're
like
right,
there was Mickey, another movie he had before 40-Year-Old Virgin. I could be what. I can't think of the name of it, though.
Yeah.
I get those. Dude, he was on a hot streak right around that time, so it's tough to remember which one was what.
Yeah.
Did you have like a list of his discography or his filmography?
Are we talking Carell or Seth?
Seth.
Because we're having Seth on tomorrow morning at 8:15, by the way, which, you know, he's got a new movie out called Good Boys, which to me is going to be the super bad of this generation. It looks such a good movie.
It looks hilarious.
Looks great.
It was Freaks and Geeks, then Donnie Darko.
Yeah, I don't remember him from that.
He was like one of the bullies. And then he was on an episode of Dawson's Creek, Undeclared.
How about a movie? What's the next
40 Year Old Virgin was the big one.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Because it was like the first time we saw him.
Minor character in Anchorman. As a cameraman.
I don't remember him in Anchorman.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, he was a cameraman.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know him from Anchorman.
Yes, so you're right.
Yeah, that was where Seth Rogen came on the scene for me, I thought, was 40-Year-Old Virgin. And I never watched Freaks and Geek when it was on live, so I didn't know he was on that show.
That show was awesome.
So many good people are on that, on Freaks and Geeks that have done stuff. So,
hey, I have a valuable lesson to give everybody out there.
Okay, well, you're about to be a father, so, I mean, you know, you're going to be a father in December of a little baby girl. What do you got for us?
This has nothing to do with children. This has to do with the other folder on your Facebook page.
The other folder?
You know,
what's
like
that?
The message requests. Right. You remember, the basically the messages you get if you're not friends with somebody on social media.
Oh, right, yes.
So I never bother to look at those things because I just suck at Facebook. And I'm like, I should go through my message requests. So I click on, I'm going through some stuff. I end up on a certain person sending me a personal invite to see his band play at a club. And this was from a couple of weeks ago, and the show's already happened. It was the frontman of Biohazard, one of my all-time favorite bands.
Oh, no.
What's up, Steve? It's Billy from Biohazard. We're in Seattle tomorrow. I want to personally invite you to come down to Club Sur and see me and bring some friends as well. I'm doing a lot of Biohazard songs along with my new Billy Bio record.
Oh, no.
Ah,
dude, you have their tattoo.
I have a Biohazard logo tattooed on my leg. Like, they are one of the most ultimate bands for me. And I remember seeing that thing, and I was like, oh, it's a Thursday night. I don't know if I have it in me. I wanted to go, but I was like kind of psyched myself out. If I would have seen this message, of course I would have went.
How do you know? When you go to Messenger, I have Messenger. How do you know you have other messages besides the ones they give you?
Maybe right now you don't. But like I'm looking on the desktop. When I go on the desktop, it'll say message requests, and it'll have like in a little parentheses. And I clicked on it. I never get any of those. You know?
That sucks. How many do we have that we don't see?
I had four. One of them being from Billy from Biohazard.
Why don't they just send them to our regular messages? Why they got to be other?
Probably to protect you from getting weird messages from people or spam.
You get a lot of spam.
Yeah.
Lots of spam.
I get a lot of spam.
Okay.
That's why I don't check it.
But then you got to go there and check it anyway, right? I mean, you still got to go and figure it out.
I check mine like once a week.
All right. Wait, can you do it on your phone?
I believe so. I don't check it on my phone.
Oh, see, who the hell's using their desktop to check stuff?
I'm at work. I never check my Facebook
at home.
See,
that's what irritates me about some of these apps is like, if you have to go to the desktop to do it, that's bad.
But what are the odds, dude?
I feel bad for you, dude, because I know you like those guys.
I love those guys, and especially Billy. Billy's the man.
I'd be so
mad at
Facebook.
He's got a band called Powerflow as well that I love.
That would be like if William Shatner said, I'm in town, and because he wasn't down recently.
I want to personally invite you tomorrow.
Yeah, come to get a front row seat, and I didn't see it because Shatner's message would be in the other fold. I'd be so mad.
Well, you know, I requested him as a friend, so hopefully he'll accept my friendship request.
Yeah,
and then the next time they come to town, you bet your ass I'm going to go see him. And they'll probably never come to town.
Did you write him back yet?
Yeah, I said, I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, that sucks. Because, it looks like maybe you're... Maybe that's what happens to me half the time. Because some people don't respond to me on Facebook. And maybe because I'm not their friend, but I just met them, and it goes in their other folder. That
it
must
probably
be what happens.
Does a lot of times.
Stupid Facebook.
And more often than not, I don't have any of this. Today I was like, I noticed the parentheses. And
check it out.
The numbers on there. And
I'm going to go do that.
Biohazard.
I'm going to check mine out now.
Watch, Eddie Vedder probably wrote me, too.
He probably did.
Yeah, there it is. Hey, Steve, it's Ed. You want to come to Hawaii with me?
Yeah, hey, Steve.
I'm going tomorrow. This is from last month.
I'm
going
to be playing at a Cubs game. I'm going to be playing the National Anthem. You want to stand next to me while I'm at Wrigley Field doing that? Nah.
And, dude, shout out to him, though. Like, somehow figuring out people in Seattle that are fans of his band. He maybe did, like, some kind of a Facebook stalk thing or, like, looked for people who are...
That is cool.
And he sent... Because I don't know if he knows what I do. I have no. Maybe he does.
I still don't know what the hell you do.
I'm trying to figure it out. Okay. Let's check with the guy who called in a second ago. He can answer that for me. But he's personally sending messages to people to invite people out to check out his new band because I'm sure he's doing it all by himself, this new project. So he's just trying to do all the marketing on his own.
You didn't respond to him.
Well, I did now.
He probably cried.
And hey, check out Billy Bio, the new record, which is actually really good.
All right, cool.
Billy Bio.
Billy Bio.
Yep.
All right, great name.
Well, it's Billy from Biohazard.
That's why it's Billy Bio.
Billy Bio.
I got it. It's time for Listeners on the Loose.
My life.
You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll have your calls. We'll have your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Not every girl wants to bang your son, you know.
99.9
True KISW. Story.
Whoa! The Rock of Seattle. We're on air, buddy.
What the hell?
My bad.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Don't even know. Look, want to clarify that or you want to just move on?
Sure. Remember the other day you were going on and on about that chick that was at our radio convention that wanted to say what's up to your son.
Yeah, she was asking me where my son was at.
She was, and you said, I thought she had a boyfriend. You're like, no, they just broke up. She wants to bang my son and all
this.
I could
have sworn that was a conversation we had.
And I'm like reading her Facebook page, says I'm going on a trip with my boyfriend's family. And then Danny told me that she was on Instagram posting after sex pictures of her in Chicago with her boyfriend. They were still together. She just probably wanted to see your son to say hi to him because maybe she's a buddy with him.
You know, you think she was looking for the DV3?
Wow.
You devil's threesome? I mean, she was coming up looking like...
You know, it is quite possible that there's women out there that just want to talk and say hi to guys and not want to have sex
with them. I was in a conversation and she bangs me on the shoulder and goes, where's your son? Like, I should know.
Well, that's maybe just wanted to say hi to him.
She was looking thirsty to me.
Yeah, there they are. Look, her and her boyfriend right there.
Yeah. You sure that's not Joey D's?
I'm positive.
All right.
So, Joey, hate to break it to you. That girl didn't want to have sex with you.
Yeah. Well, see, I did a good job not texting you.
Yeah, you didn't waste his time.
I didn't waste. I knew it was going to be a waste of time one way or the other.
Well, good.
Yeah.
See, this is a good thing.
Yeah, see? Me ignoring people is a very good thing. Nobody doesn't bother me anyway. So people should stop bothering me in general.
Well, radio people should stop bothering me at a radio convention?
About my son. It's all I'm saying. You want to talk to me about me? I don't care about young kids and their drinking. Go find that out yourself. All right, good. There you go. Well, good for her. Congratulations to her. She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop bothering me about my son now. There you go. That's right, Danny.
I see what you mean by your dad's not a good wingman now, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we thought that she wanted a piece of Joe because that's how BJ set it up, and he chose not to text Joe to meet up with her.
Yeah, right. No, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm glad I didn't know. She had a boyfriend there. Joe could have been in some drama.
Unless she was just looking for a quick lay.
Hey.
That could have been, too. You don't know about people. I'm glad I didn't do that. Huh? I don't need Joe getting in a fight with the boyfriend that's there. Unless it's a devil's threesome, then maybe I ruined something.
Oh, it's always next year.
Always next year. Danny's back, too. You make it a devil's foursome.
Hey.
No?
Right. Hey, guess what time it is?
What's that?
Listeners on the Loose, right?
That's right.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Paul in Tacoma. Paul, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, BJ?
Not too bad, Paulie. What you got for us today, man?
So, back in 2017, I contracted a flu-like virus. That instead of attacking like a respiratory system like a regular flu, it attacked my heart.
Oh, damn.
So... I lived with it was congestive heart failure. I lived with that for about a year and a half. And then back in November of last year, I got admitted to the University of Washington, and they implanted a device on my heart called an LVAD, where it stands for left ventricular assistance device. And it keeps my heart going, you know.
Okay.
So I was in a coma for 3 weeks.
Damn.
And
3 weeks in a coma?
3 weeks in a coma. Whoa. And I spent 3 months in the hospital.
Damn, dude. How old are you?
24.
Oh, wow. That's just crazy stuff to happen to a 24-year-old. Damn.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. So I'm currently on the heart transplant list, and I'm sitting back waiting for a call to get a new heart. So I just want to get your guys' opinion on like organ donation.
How long do you have to wait, dude, on this list? Like, do you know where you are, top, bottom, middle? And
so it used to be categorized like numbers. Now it's statuses. So it goes from status 1 to status 6.
Which status are you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
With status 1 being top priority, I'm status 4.
Oh, so, damn, you're low.
So I'm kind of in the middle. I mean, I'm stable right now with this device that I have.
That's good.
So that's keeping me going. But, you know, some people are freaked out about organ donations. You know, they don't want their body being used for other things.
I don't know why.
Are you hoping that BJ would give you his heart? Because he's more than happy to.
I can't. You know that. I'm already heartless.
Because you are heartless. That's right.
No, I can't do that.
So, you know, my thoughts are, you know, if you can help save a life after your life, by all means, do it.
Yeah, we've heard some great stories. We've read them on the show about people that get to, like, meet people who actually have an organ of their deceased loved one. Mm-hmm.
That happened.
How powerful that is.
With our buddy Glenn Cannon, who I play music with, and his friend, Joel Eggert, unfortunately died in a motorcycle accident, but he was an organ donor. And so, sadly, by him dying, there was still, you know, he was able to save lives of, I think, three people because of his organs, one of them being his heart. And then the woman who received his heart flew in for the benefit show that was for organ research and organ donations and things like that. She flew in for that benefit show and met all of Joel's friends, and a lot of the friends were listening, you know, putting their head to her chest to hear Joel's heartbeat. And it was a pretty powerful, I'm getting goosebumps even thinking about it, but it was a really super powerful moment. Yeah, I'm an organ donor. I don't know about you guys, but I mean,
I don't know if you can count the fact what you give your wife, that you can call that.
Yeah.
Donation.
Well, you know what? Baby Migs on the way because of that donation.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, Paul, I don't be.
Breasting isn't necessary.
That's not helpful.
Yeah. I can't help but do it.
I almost wish there was a law forcing people to basically, well, it's to force them. They're dead anyway. But just saying, as soon as you're dead, harvest my organs.
I don't get it. Yeah.
So many people could live if they do that.
I know some people, when I've asked them why they aren't, it's because they have that weird paranoia, or like, I think there was that conspiracy theory that if you're an organ donor and you're about to die, that maybe the doctors wouldn't save you. Like, oh, well, we're not going to put the effort in. You can just die and we'll donate your organs.
Yeah, you know what? That's fine. I've lived long enough. Just let me go.
If you're going to die and you know you're dying, and this is kind of a morbid conversation.
All right.
You know, it's that or food we're going to talk about.
Okay. Really?
I love it.
I want to have it be like a reality show where there's people competing for my organs.
Wow.
Or like a competition.
Okay.
Where they have to pitch to me why they deserve my heart or my liver.
Damn.
That's and then I pick.
And what do you give them? You don't give them a rose? What do you give them instead?
The organ.
You give them the organ. Well, I mean, you know, you got to give something to somebody while they're in the finals.
Well, so buy me the damn operation game. I'll grab one of the little pieces off of that.
Yeah, give me little hearts.
Maybe even one of them they have to play operation. Yeah. Whoever gets the heart out gets the heart.
Oh, okay. So that's all they got to do is whoever does it better at operation.
But wouldn't that be
a
show that nobody
weird.
Would watch?
Yeah.
I feel like most, like, you'd hear all the sob stories. You're like, oh, crap. I only have one liver.
But that means they need to know who I am. Maybe I don't want to hear any sob stories. Maybe I want some fun stories.
Damn, dude. Yeah. That's a very, you know, the funny thing is I think people would watch a show like that. Like people competing for somebody's organs.
I mean, they watch some really dumb shows. I believe it.
Yeah, why not? All right, Steve.
All right,
I'll call Mark Burnett, see if he wants to do this idea.
Who wants the heart?
Who wants to be Steven's heart?
Who wants to be alive?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the show.
I mean,
who wants to live? That's really what it is. Damn, dude. That's very macabre.
Well, I was just asking. I mean, if I knew I was going to go out and I knew that, like, you know what?
How would you like to be on the flip side, though? Like the poor dude that just called.
Well, he's got to have a good story for me then.
That's a pretty good story. He's going to die.
Well, right now, he's the front runner. He's a listener, and
put him in the front of the line.
I have one for you. You're not dying, but all of us have kidney issues, and we need a new kidney, and you have to donate a kidney. Who would you donate it to?
On the show?
On the show.
Oh, well, that's a hell of a thing. So we all need kidneys, and he's going to pick the kidney recipient?
Who would you give a kidney to?
Who lives and who dies,
who wants
Steve?
To make that choice?
Mm. Okay, or not even at the same time, but if you had to give a kidney to somebody on the show, who would it be?
I think I'm going to go
it's the same
with,
question, really. It's like he's going to pick somebody.
You know, based on Joe paid for something for me while we were in Chicago.
Oh, so he drinks,
too. Give it to Joe.
Joe gets Mike.
Sorry, Sarah.
You get
nothing.
Oh crap! She probably drinks more than him. No, Joe.
That's liver.
Yeah,
that's if you have to donate your liver to somebody.
Give my liver to Joe, and I'll give my kidney to Sarah.
Oh wow! Okay,
just because she would never let you hear the end of it.
Yeah, she was looking pretty.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Vicky.
I'll figure it out.
What do you want from me? I only have so many things to give out.
Yeah,
she got my heart.
I want the spleen. Oh,
you got my spleen.
You're giving Vicky your spleen.
So that way we could still be alive.
This is the darkest stuff I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Fine. You guys don't want to have fun. That's cool.
You don't want to have fun. Talking about just chucking out my organs everywhere.
So since I call Steve Liver, it's been put through the ringer and it's shown it survives the test of time.
Yeah. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. Listeners on the Loose brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody texted us wanting some advice. I need your advice. I've developed feelings for a long family friend's daughter, and I'm afraid that asking her out will create a big family drama. Her dad likes me, but I'm afraid to risk it. What should I do?
A long family friend's daughter.
Longtime family friend's daughter.
I don't know why that would be drama if you're a good person and the family likes each other. Well, I think I'd be happy if there was a family friend and then one of them was interested in my kids.
Yeah, I mean, if you're feeling like there's a connection.
How old is this person? Are they the father of the family? I mean, is that the problem? One of them is actually one of my buddies who's interested in my kids.
There's a 40-year difference, but other than that, we've been friends for a while.
Yeah, he's not giving that info. I'm assuming they're peers.
They're
always interested in him.
Or at least within a decent window. I mean, if someone came up to you and said, hey, you know, like someone that's been friends with you and your family for 20 years and said, hey, I really realize I have feelings for Sarah. And of course, Johnny Roberts is not in the mix. Or maybe, you know, they're into that. I don't know. Would you be cool with me asking her out? Would you be...
If you were a family friend and I knew you and I knew your dad and your mom and we hung out, I mean, either A, I'd be like, no way, you're an idiot. Or B, I'd be like...
Stay away from her.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem. If they know you, they might go, oh, God, I don't know if he's the right guy for our kid. But I wouldn't have a problem with you trying. And how about this? I've often wondered if I was back in the dating pool and I was interested in somebody. You know, you see a lot of people, you meet a lot of people. There's some cool people I've met just over the years that I thought, you know, if I wasn't married, I wonder, you know, maybe I wonder how this person would be. Would it be crazy just to go up to that person and go, look, we're friends, but I just want you to know that I'm kind of interested in you, but I'm cool if you're not and we can still be friends. I'm not going to have any drama. I mean, how else are you supposed to ask anybody out these days without asking them out?
I think if you've been friends for that long, at that point, it shouldn't be awkward that you would say something like that. As long as then, like, if they said no and you don't just keep pushing the issue or making things creepy and just like, all right, cool. I'm completely fine with what we have right now, but I dig you as well on top of that.
So, Vicky, how would you, if you were that family friend, as it were? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, and just a clarification, they just texted, he's 24 and she's 20 years old.
Oh. All right. Well, that's still old enough. I mean, she's an adult. Granted, she can't drink yet, but she's in her 20s. That's not
a 4-year difference.
That's not a big deal.
See, I always thought that was like the parents' goals. Like when you have your buddy, it's like, how awesome would it be if, you know, your son and my daughter get married one day? Like,
yeah, remember that, yeah.
You become family. So I think it'd be kind of cool whether, like, you know, if I did find a dude interesting, like I was a family friend, but we don't have any friends, so I don't know.
What if you thought the guy was a good dude and he was interested in you, but he came up, just the scenario I said, and he said, hey, look, man, I'm interested in you, but if you're not, that's cool, but I just couldn't go without at least saying something in case you're interested in me. If you weren't, would you still be cool if the guy was like, okay, one shot
him,
done?
Be like, okay, nope, all good. No, I don't feel the same
about
you.
And he leaves you alone, and you're still going to be friends, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm always afraid that once you say something, it ruins everything.
If you went for a kiss, hoping that they would reciprocate, then it could be awkward for a long time.
Yeah, you don't go there first, don't you?
Some people do after like they get drunk, and the next you know, it's tonsil hockey.
Yeah, the drinking is always a problem. I don't think if you really, really like somebody, do not approach them when you're drunk because you will not make a good impression.
Somebody says, as an Italian, it's fantastic when two families come together from Uncle Lou and from Lyndon.
Yeah. That's how I grew up.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, if the trouble is they don't think much of the kid. The thing is that. You know, maybe they go, that Steve Migs kid wants to be with my girl. No, I don't think that's a good idea.
I mean, Taryn's already trying to put in the work to arrange a marriage between her future son and my future daughter.
Really?
She already said
he'll be older.
Yeah.
Yeah. By a few months, he'll be older.
So we already have an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Rock marriage.
How cool would that be if that actually happened? Wouldn't that be insane?
I think it's cool that it's just like it's around the similar time. You know, Taryn's a homie, and it's cool that, you know, both bring awesome children into this world.
Or just like how awesome would it be if they grew up and became best friends too? Like, or even if I bring in Prince Miggs into the deal.
Yeah.
Like, they grow up being like super posse. Close.
Then we got how Sergeant Prince Hairplugs Miggs? Kid.
He's 9 months.
Oh, see, he's going to be the older. He's going to be the older man in the picture.
Yeah. Well, we have Sergeant Hairclubs kid. He could be like the leader of the pack.
He's the ringleader. Yeah. You kidding me?
Oh, my God. We need a group picture.
And then Jeets has got another kid coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a whole menagerie in here.
Oh, my God. This Thrill's is
got
exciting.
A we got a whole rock family.
I didn't know that.
What, Thrill's got a couple of kids.
I thought you said he had one coming.
No.
Oh. I was going to say, wow, I know Thrill's got spoiler alert. But Thrill's kids are older. They're much older.
You know, they're like, what?
No, they're not going to hang out. Thrill's kids are way older than your kid. They're not going to hang
out. We're creating like this new like posse. Then we got to get Lily out here.
Yeah. All right, Lily's as old as you can go. And even Lily will probably go, you're stupid babies.
Well, yeah, she doesn't like babies that much.
Yeah, well, she's got to learn to like them.
And she's 4. I mean, Thrill's kids are adults at this point compared to your kids. Can't be having them hang
out. Fine, they're not allowed to hang out with them.
No, they're up. You know what? They're going to be doing the best they can to get away from the kids' table because they're at the age. Thrill's kids are at the age where they go, we got to sit with the babies during the holidays, and we hate this. Nobody wants that. They're going to try to get away from those kids.
I like how now we're all having dinner together in the holidays.
Well, sure, that's what you do. After that, you get all these kids. You get together for Thanksgiving at Vicky's.
Yay!
See, Vicky wants to do this.
No, do Christmas because that's when we make tamales.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Ooh, Christmas tamales.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, but Christmas, man, you know, I mean, all right.
That's, look, they're a pain in the ass to make, so my mom only makes them for Christmas time.
All right. I'll see if I can change my Christmas plans.
Our text is giving us more information about this relationship. He says the dad is super protective of her.
Protective of her. Yeah. Oh. Wait, but his dad knows that guy's dad, right?
The dad of the girl that he's interested in.
That should be an in, right?
Would you go to your dad and go, dude, look, dude, I kind of interested in Sally. What do you think? You think your boy would be okay with it? I mean, would you go to your dad and see if he could be like a wingman for you if he was best friends with the girl's dad?
I'm not tracking.
So he's friends with the family, right?
Yes.
So if his dad knows her dad, maybe he could say to his dad, hey, can you put in a good word for
grease
me?
The wheels a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder if that would work or if dad's just like, I don't want to be involved in this.
Oh, then you go to mom. Mom will fix it up. Because mom's a matchmaker. She wants her mom. Because mom thinks she's the apple of the eye. And you go, mom, I kind of like little Sally. And if mom likes little Sally, then she'd be like, all right, I'll get your father to talk to the other dude. See, that's what's going to happen is mom will make dad talk to the other dad. And then he's going to be like,
One person says, my friend and I, we have kids the same age. My son asked his daughter out. She said, you know, you're more like a cousin to me.
Oh, all right. That could happen.
Oh, another person says, my boy's going to date Miggs' daughter. He's 2, not quite the age of Steve and his wife. Ha ha, from Red.
Red said this?
Yeah. Love you, Red.
Man, honestly, some of our listeners are just predators no matter what.
Oh, come on.
I mean, they just want a piece of Steve.
Red's a homie.
Red's a homie, but he's already got a piece of you. He's already like trying to, you know, he's already trying to get his boy over there.
I'm fine if like, you know.
Hasn't even been born yet.
That could be the future father-in-law is the mascot of the Seattle Seawolves. That's pretty dope. Wedding will be awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know, Tyron, you have to step it up.
You're right. He's not a bad father-in-law. I mean, of all father-in-laws to have. But see, I don't want anybody with my daughter. That's the problem I have. Nobody's good enough for my daughter. That's how my brain is.
Johnny Rubbers is.
Well, you'll see. When she's born and all of a sudden she starts wrapping you around her finger, you'll realize, Danny, is anybody good enough for Lily yet?
No.
Yeah. See, Steve, it'll happen. Nobody's good enough for your daughter. It's just how it is. Your brain has worked that way. Nothing against Red. It's just that nobody's good enough for Steve's daughter. Nobody puts Steve's daughter in the corner.
There will be no corners.
Yes. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it Miggs, have you been keeping up on the Third Eye Blind Jimmy Eat World drama?
What's going on with that? I like both bands.
Fantastic.
What's happening?
So they went on a tour together just recently. I think they played the White River Amphitheater, if I remember correctly. Yeah. I mean, this is like a tour straight out of like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Exactly.
Awesome. Two awesome bands. Well, the drummer of Jimmy Eat World, his name is Zach Lind. As soon as the tour ended, like the next day or that night, he put up a tweet that just said, Stephen Jenkins, who's the front man of Third Eye Blind,
okay,
is such a blanking creepy douchebag. I feel so much better now.
Whoa, dude, really?
And then he continues a thread of like, why?
Whoa, why would he say that about the dude?
Apparently the guy just has like such a huge ego that he says, my assessment of the man is being extravagantly generous when it came to him calling him a D-bag.
Oh, wow.
He even posted a picture just saying just how like cocky and like egotistical those guys were backstage. They apparently had a big
picture in the backstage area because no one in Third Eye Blind would wear their laminates that say that they belong backstage for the security to know.
Okay.
So it says the members of Third Eye Blind will not be wearing laminates. Please learn their faces so that they're granted entrance to all areas of the venue. But please also be diligent in making sure that they're the only people allowed backstage without laminates. And then there are pictures of all the members of the band. Of course, Steven's right in the middle.
Why wouldn't they wear laminates? That's kind of, I mean, I get them. Not on stage, but I don't imagine you have to wear them when you're on stage. But that's tough for those folks to figure out who belongs and who doesn't. It's for their own safety. You know, it's we don't like wearing laminates either when we do Paint in the Grass, but you just got to do it because that's the way they police the area. That is kind of douchey, if you ask me.
And then there's a few other things that he was going off on. And some people are like, why didn't you say it? That's real convenient to say that after the tour ends, when you say to his face. He goes, and for those saying I should have said my piece in person, A, you don't know that I didn't, and B, you're coming to the defense of someone who literally redrafted his band's recording contract for his own benefit on the eve of signing and didn't tell his bandmates until years later.
Yeah, but see, he is going on social network with all this stuff. I mean,
he just snapped.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of gossipy and douchey to actually out those guys that way. I mean, if he was saying horrible things about them,
I want to know what went on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they broke the law or if he saw, you know, some really horrific behavior, but being a diva is not something that you should be going on social network and blasting somebody for. You know, you can be a bit of a pain in the ass and high maintenance. There's nothing against the law. You may not want to work with them again.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that say about you that you have to go put them on blast on social? See, if it was something like the guy broke the law or you saw him do some bad things, but I mean, he's not saying any of that. He's only saying really petty stuff that I don't think you should be on social media talking about.
Yeah, I hear you. No, it makes sense. I think it's just finally hit a breaking point. I don't care. I'm still going to like my Third Eye Blind records.
Love Third Eye Blind.
So it's not going to change anything on that. Like, maybe I will choose not to hang out with Stephen Jenkins. But
makes
then
me
again,
think about Jimmy Eat World a little bit, though.
Why?
Well, because
it's a drummer. You can't fault the whole band for the actions
of
the drummer.
Well, you know how drummers are. I know this
They're
one drummer.
They're weird as F.
I know, yeah. One drummer is such an a-hole. I mean, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking about you, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah. I already checked out on what he was saying.
Okay, cool. Steve, I don't know if you know
this,
but you play drums, Steve. I don't know if you know this.
Sorry.
Yeah, you play some drums. Yeah.
And is there a Dairy Queen and an Orange Julius as well?
Yeah, that's what it is right there.
How?
Oh, do you guys know that there was an Orange Julius inside Dairy Queens?
Thanks, Vicky.
I don't know if she's trolling the troll or if she wasn't paying attention.
No, I'm pretty sure she was trolling the troll.
Okay. I can't tell anymore with Vicky because she's just
good. The internet is ablaze right now. The war between Jimmy Eat World and Third Eye Blind.
Has Stephen Jenkins responded at all?
No, I don't think so. I don't even know if he's on social media.
Yeah, look, I understand being pissed at somebody, but unless they are really like should be put in jail level kind of a human being, going on blast on social media on anybody who's in your same business does not make you look good. I mean, at the end of the day, you look like the a-hole.
I love this person. Says the whole Jimmy Eat World Stephen Jenkins situation is blowing my 90s mind.
Yeah, it just seems like bitter people, really, is what it is. It's like, I mean, look, nothing against Jimmy Eat World, but
I want to know the moment that made him finally say, I need to say this on social media.
Yeah, is it because he's not getting enough attention? Nobody cares about him anymore that much? Is that what's going on?
I think they're both on a similar level of popularity at this point.
That's what I mean.
It was a co-headlining tour.
That's what I mean. I mean, it's like, who's going to see him but people that like
good
Danny.
Turnout for their shows, I heard.
All right. Danny, did you go?
I did not.
All right. I feel like Danny should have gone to that show.
I've never been to a Third Eye Blind fan. I like Jimmy World.
Jimmy World's so damn good.
Yeah,
I love those guys.
I love Third Eye Blind, but they're like Hootie and the Blowfish. They had that one album, right? Wasn't
that one
it?
Album? They had, the second record was actually really good, but people were burnt out on them.
That's the problem. It was
that first album had seven singles.
Yeah,
and it was just like, okay, they're all great songs, but okay, maybe it's time to take a break.
Yeah, you wish they spaced it out a little bit. I though myself couldn't get enough of them. I just did. Their sound was exactly what I loved, and I loved all those singles. But that was it. Then they were done.
Somebody said, I've seen this before on tours with laminates. It's nothing new. Steven must have banged a girl that the dude was interested in. I'm calling it.
Yeah, I agree. Something happened, and he's not man enough to say what it is, probably. Ooh. Because he got butt hurt. Yeah, this isn't good. But then again, maybe, who knows? Maybe they're just trying to get attention.
Oh, it's getting no attention because it's all over the internet right now.
Maybe somebody will buy a Jimmy Eat World record.
Maybe they're in cahoots together.
They might be in cahoots where they, hey, you know what? We want another tour, guys, but you know what? Nobody really cared because we all got along. Maybe we should be hating each other.
Hey, it's an 90s pop rock drama.
Yeah, that's right. Here's a big question that needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and chicken nuggets have in common? Well, you know I'm going to tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and chicken nuggets have in common?
Best when sauced.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sauce them up.
Both are 100% white meat.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's that true. Is a fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
One Texas says Jimmy Eat World hates both of them.
It's true, man. I had like one bad encounter with Jimmy Eat World, and they've never let me live it down.
Uh-oh. Well, did you tell them that you were friends with Stephen Perkins or Stephen Jenkins?
Or Stephen Perkins. Blind?
No, Stephen Perkins. He's the drummer of Jane's Addiction. He's awesome.
My band in Miami opened for them, and we did a song called Throw Beer and trashed the stage.
Oh. Well, I can understand how they wouldn't like you then.
Why didn't you have a song called Throw Money if that's what's going to happen?
It wasn't even my band.
How did it go?
I was literally just sitting in. I don't remember. It was like Throw Beer.
Throw Beer.
People to throw beer.
Throw beer.
Yeah.
Throw beer.
And they were pissed.
Yeah, they were.
That's a true story.
Well, I hope it's a true story. Jesus, because it's a great story.
Thanks.
Hey, Wendy's got spicy chicken nuggets. They're back, guys.
Yeah, they are.
And they're back a week early. Danny's happy. 2 million free nuggets are going to be given away to celebrate the return.
I already had some.
Wow.
Nice. Nuggets are life.
Wendy said that...
Let's get 2 million of them and see how long it takes until we finish it.
Wow. So Chance the Rapper asked them to come back, and if he got 2 million likes, they said they'd bring him back. He ended up doing 2.2 million likes, so you can thank Chance for this, man.
Thanks, Chance.
All right. Pretty sweet. You can get. You just call Wendy's. They'll tell you how to get them, I guess.
Oh, just call them?
I don't know. There's a way to get them. You got to go DoorDash or some damn thing.
What's Wendy? Spicy. Wendy, what's your number?
Yeah, Spicy Nugs, I think, is the code, which really sounds like something completely different. Ryan Castle, he's got Spicy Nugs, and he's up next with your 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
My brother, when he found out that I was going to have a baby girl, he texted me. He's like, hey, brother, save all of your wrestling gear. When your daughter gets old enough, just put your wrestling gear on and wait on the couch, just like dress like this out of shape wrestler.
This Hulk Hogan guy.
I'm going to do that. And then that would be the worst thing ever. They come in and I'm just in my freaking like wrestling gear.
Just start cutting a promo on them.
What you going to do?
I'm going
to grab my walker and get up and talk to you.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.